This is the Word Alive podcast, and I am Pastor Wilbur Allen III. I want to consider a scripture, which is, I think it's challenging for the church today, given the context in which we find ourselves in. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, just verse number 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is describing how important, how precious the people of God are. What I like about salt, I did a little research. Salt is something in that day and time was very precious. It was a preservative. It brought flavor as well. And so Jesus is saying to the disciples, to the people of God, that the church is to have this preserving effect. We are to bring this flavor to the world. So I have a question for you today, a very straightforward question. Are you a salty Christian? Are you a salty Christian? Our culture today is in a state of flux. It is a culture that is changing. Today, it is said here in America, 63% of the adult population is affiliated with some form of religious organization, as compared to 29% who are not affiliated with organized religion. And these numbers are changing. The religious affiliation is declining, and the non-affiliated population is increasing. So our culture is changing. It is becoming more secular every day. And here is the challenge for the church. We are to be salty Christians. We are to bring that flavor, that godly flavor to the world. I was sharing with All Saints a couple weeks ago the fact that we as people of God, this secular people must see the love of God inside of us. They must see that God is working within us. They must see that the gospel is alive in our lifestyle, in our thinking, how we live life on a daily basis. They must be able to see that the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is alive in us. And I share this little phrase with them. The phrase is, if they see it, they will receive it. So if they see that God is alive in you, his power, the Holy Spirit, righteousness, the vibrance of the gospel, if they see it, they will receive it. If they see it, that is an explicit statement that you are a salty Christian. So I just want to say to you today, the world in which we are in now needs the salty Christian, where the word of God is alive. The gospel is coming forth from your very speech, from your very values, how you live life. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ is alive. So I want to challenge you with this question again. Are you a salty Christian? Let the third or the 3 out of 10 people in America, let them see that you are a salty Christian. Well, I pray you're blessed by that. And maybe you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to be a salty Christian. Well, I tell you, if you pray this simple little prayer, your life will be changed. You will be empowered by the Holy Ghost to be the salt of the earth. So pray this prayer with me. Lord, I believe that you are the Son of the living God. And I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. And I believe that God the Father raised you from the grave. Forgive me of my sins. Make me a new creature. Bring forth transformation into my life. I want to be the salt of the earth. This I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Now you are a child of God. Walk in the power of the Spirit. Engage in a biblical relationship with God. And I tell you, you will be a salty Christian. Blessings to you.